It's your weekly dose of .. stupid hashtag WrestlePals. I'm your hashtag WrestlePal, Justin. Welcome to the program. I'm pretty geeked up because I watched NXT's Halloween Havoc live tonight, which I usually don't do. I usually wait for NXT to hit the network and watch it, you know, next day or whenever. This week, I did not do that, and I had a blast. I'm so glad I watched it live. It was extraordinarily fun, and it might be the most fun I've had watching wrestling since March, since COVID. Now, there's been plenty of shows that I really enjoyed. There's been plenty of wrestling that I thought was good. There's been plenty of fun moments, but I think all in all, fun night, Halloween Havoc tonight takes the cake. It was a blast. It was just what I needed. And I think part of it was indeed watching live. And now that I don't do the show live on Facebook on Wednesdays, I think I might start watching NXT live. Why not? We'll see. I don't want to commit to that. We'll see. But in the interest of letting you know, I am currently live on the Discord. So if you are listening to this at a later point, I highly encourage you to join the Discord because that is where the video show is going to be. It's just a lot easier to invite you in to the Discord as opposed to a lot of the other ways that we were doing the show. So I would like to get you here. I post the link to the Discord an awful lot on our Facebook page, to our Twitter. And if you are friends with me or you follow me on Twitter, it's everywhere. Like I put the link everywhere. So would love to get you all in here and let's chat about the wrestles. So I wanted to talk about, let me scroll up here into the Discord, because Hell in a Cell was this last weekend and it was good. It was, and you know what? I don't think I talked about TakeOver. I don't remember talking about TakeOver. Oh, well, it's too late now. Weeks upon weeks ago. I do remember talking about Ember and Tony time, so maybe I did. Hell in a Cell was good. Not great, good. All three Hell in the Cell matches were really good. Uso and Reigns, good Lord, this story is just, it's awesome. It's some of the best storytelling we've had in some time. Like, I've really enjoyed the Rey and Seth story, because considering, like, it's been going for well over a year, and it's managed to not get boring. While it's not my favorite thing on television most of the time now, for a little while it was. This Roman and Jay story has been better than that. More intense than that, you know, other than Ray with his eyeball earlier this year. But they've managed to do that in a short amount of time. Just elevating Jay as a singles competitor right up to Reigns level. And again, you have Hell in a Cell. The idea is Jay has to say, well, it's an I Quit match as well inside of Hell in a Cell. So obviously the loser has to say, I quit. Neither man wants to quit. And at one point, you know, again, just like their prior match, very evenly matched, and suddenly Reigns starts pulling away and just beating the living hell out of Jay. And Jimmy comes out again to, like, come on, man, just say I quit. Just say it. Let's get out of here. And Jimmy calms down Roman and says, come on, man, like, we're cousins. I love you, man. Let's not do this. You don't have to do this. And it looks like, oh, they're going to hug it out and it's going to be cool. Nah, man. Roman slaps on the guillotine, and Jay finally starts coming to, sees that Jimmy is being knocked out, and immediately starts saying, I quit, man. I quit. I quit. I quit. And I'm really intrigued to see where this goes, because at this point, Jimmy and Jay are going to have to be foot soldiers for Roman. I'm into this. I'm very into this. I'm looking forward to seeing who they decide to build off of this, because now you have you can have, you know, a baby face Jimmy, face Jay, well, Jay, and then Jimmy whenever he's cleared before they get to Roman. I mean, it's been done a million times, yes, but that's how you build stars. So I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes. It was an interesting choice out front, especially considering what happens later in the evening. Interesting choice to go on first, but it was very, very well done. Let's see. Definitely walk the paces. Love the pacing. I like it. We had Hardy and Elias. Nothing great here. I didn't expect anything. It was what it was. You know, it's Hardy is capable of great things, even at this point in his career. I still haven't seen like a ton of, I love Elias, but I have yet to see like some really just great Elias matches. I've seen good Elias matches, passable Elias matches. I'm looking for that matchup that kind of really brings out the best in him. And I don't think we've seen it yet. I don't know who's on the raw horizon for him that could really bring that out in him. But it's not Jeff Hardy, unfortunately. Again, Hardy has a lot left to give, but I don't think it's with Elias. I get the feeling that they're going to be tangled for a little while. Not happy about that. Otis and Miz, again, you know, not great. It's Otis and Miz. This is just a mid-card match. Miz is capable of good to great. Definitely stellar on the microphone, even still. Otis is going to be fine on this. He loses his Money in the Bank briefcase to Miz. It's definitely in better hands with the Miz. I don't see Otis cashing in on Roman for sure. I mean, it'd be unpredictable, but also not likely. Roman is going to hold that title for a while because he's top of the tops right now. Like, he is tip top. He is who he says he is, and it's great. So I don't see Otis cashing in on him. Otis will be fine on the other side of this. I'm not happy that he's going to be feuding with Tucker cross brand. So Tucker turns his back on him finally. Very predictable, unfortunately. Tucker has potential to do fine on his own, and this had to happen for Tucker to be able to float on Raw. He needs something going to Raw. I mean, at this point, he was just Otis's pal and was going to have nothing, and he was just going to drown, like, you know, maybe a couple weeks with Miz and Morrison and then go away. This gives him some legs. Unfortunately, his promo afterwards, not promising. It was very cookie cutter. I know he has the capability. He's definitely solid on the mic. This hits a wait and see situation. Again, I think he's capable, but I don't think we saw it on Sunday. We got Bayley and Sasha. I think it's inarguable in the match of the night. I could have easily seen this going on last. There's some really gross corner chair spot here. I point out when there's not a ton of notes, that means I was really paying attention and watching the match. They had me engrossed. Literally, the oh gross corner chair spot was the only thing I typed. I loved the dynamic, obviously, between Bayley and Sasha. I was hoping that they would have the patience to wait this out till Mania. Have Sasha win the Rumble. Bayley is still champion, and then tell the story, the rest of the story from Mania, or from Rumble to Mania. It would give Bayley's like just an untouchable run. She would look unstoppable, and people would really want to see her lose. I don't think people were ready to see her lose. Now, again, match delivers. I don't think people were ready to see her lose yet. I don't think people hate her enough. And where does the division go from here? I don't. if Sasha loses here, Sasha's strong and Sasha can build her way back easily. And in her attempt to get to Rumble, build somebody else up along, pull somebody up to her level along the way, while Bayley is still fighting whomever comes along. That said, you know, who is there for Bayley right now? If it isn't Sasha. Sasha and Bayley were the only ones on, you know, similar levels. So, you know, I see why. I just was hoping for a little patience. But I mean, we did get, I mean, depending on how technical you want to get with it, we got a year at least, because when Sasha returned last year before SummerSlam, pretty much all from then all the way to Sunday, we've been telling this story. It was bound to happen this way. So kudos for them for having the patience to get there. I just would have. So, you know, who wins the Rumble now? I mean, to me, the Rumble is still like a good guy story, whereas Money in the Bank should be a bad guy story, which is, again, why I like Miz better with the Money in the Bank. Bayley and Sasha, match of the night. I know I didn't talk about it much, more so talked about Fallout. I'm looking forward to Friday, seeing Bayley or Sasha's coronation. We still haven't had Sasha. Number one, we still haven't gotten best Sasha. Like, Sasha, when she returned, was awesome. Like, she was on her game, and she's still great. She has so much more, and we haven't gotten it yet. We haven't gotten that moment from her yet. Like, think about what she's done already. Think about everything that she's accomplished and all the major moments she's already put in, and we still haven't seen her best yet. That's for real. Like, we still haven't got that crowning moment where Sasha is the WWE. She has that capability. She hasn't had that Becky moment, that where Becky gets punched in the face, bleeds, and suddenly off and running. I'm not saying she needs to bleed in the face, but she needs that moment. That moment. She's had plenty of moments, but she hasn't had that moment to take her to the next level. She's great. Just so much growth. Slapjack and Lashley for the United States Championship. You know, not a great match. My only note here was, if this is setting up for Ali as US champ, I'm here for it. This story is falling flat for me. I love all the parts. I really do. I feel like Retribution has a possibility to work. Again, I like all the parts there. I like Ali as a leader. I like him with the mic. I like what it is and what it could be. But I've been saying this for months, and it still hasn't gotten to where it should be. Like, we haven't had a thing that we can put our finger on to go, yes, all right, now I'm in. Hurt Business freaking rules. MVP is having the year of his career. I've always liked MVP. I always knew he had it in him. But seeing him work now is just unreal. And getting to see Shelton Benjamin, Cedric Alexander every week in a central storyline. I mean, again, am I in love with this story? No. But I'm getting to see a lot of pieces that I really enjoy seeing on my television. So take that for what it is. Again, match not great. Orton versus McIntyre, hell of a effing match. The main event, every bit of a main event pacing. It's Orton. So he really took his time. He's picking apart Drew. Drew looks like a beast. It was a fight. It was a fight. And then you even have Orton at one point going, okay, well, what do I have to do? All right, well, I'll go to the top of the cell. He draws Drew up there. And you know, that's pretty much the beginning of the end for Drew. Like, he has a few moments, but ends up ultimately losing the WWE Championship. No idea why. I don't know. I mean, other Keith Lee is on the up on Raw. With Orton as champ, it makes it less likely that Miz is cashing in on Orton, even though Miz is immediately teasing that. And then you see on the next night on Raw, look, The Fiend and Randy, they have history as well. So Bray and The Fiend are definitely after Randy. I missed the Firefly Funhouse segment, which bums me out, because it looked a lot of fun, where it looks like Alexa is taking more like Fiend characteristics on. Her gloves have play and pain. When she's inside the funhouse, she also hosts Randy Orton on Moment of Bliss, and this version of her is fun, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing what happens here with that. Again, all in all, Hell in a Cell, good card. About middle of the road pay-per-view. I enjoyed most of the matches, you know, for what they were. Sasha and Bayley was incredible. The other two Hell in a Cell matches were good. And then everything else is just kind of, okay, you know, it is what it is. Unfortunately, it is kind of what I've come to expect from a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. I don't remember the last time there was like a great Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. But we're on the road to Survivor Series currently, and so that's what they started telling on Raw. I'm sure we'll get more of that on SmackDown. If we'll start picking our teams. We're only 3 weeks away from Survivor Series. Interesting matchups as they sit. Lashley is U.S. champion. Sami Zayn is the Intercontinental champion. Ooh. Number one, there's history there. Number two, okay. I'm with it. You have Roman Reigns and Randy Orton. Okay. These versions of them I love, but these versions of them against each other, I don't know. We'll see. You have the New Day and Street Profits. Here for that. Very here for that. I can't wait to see what happens here. Already you had New Day playing as Street Profits on Raw, and that was fun. So you know that the lead up will be fun and New Day will get the best match of Street Profits' career out of them. Likely. And it will be entertaining and it will be somewhere on in the middle of the card and it will be great and has the possibility to steal the show. We get Asuka and Sasha. The only reason I'm not super amped about that is because we've got them a reasonable amount recently. The one thing I will give it is it's Pride, essentially. There's no titles on the line. So with that, that could just bring it up an extra notch. We also have, let's see, the women. I think that's everything. And then we started building the Raw women's team is the tag champs, Nia and Shayna. We have Dana and Mandy, who are turning out to be a pretty solid tag team. Please keep building that division. Please do not forget about my girls, the Riot Squad. Live to Riot. Please keep them on television. Please. They're good, and they have something more to give. And Lana rounded it out, which was, I thought was an interesting move. Lana lucking, quote-unquote lucking, into another major victory on television. She won the Rumble, or the Battle Royal, to get the match with Asuka, and then she wins a Fatal 4-Way to get onto the Survivor Series team. Okay, I'm with it. Just keep telling me a story. Looking forward to seeing where SmackDown goes with that. Again, I watched Halloween Havoc tonight. I will say this. I will say this. We had Liv put out a picture today of her in what appears to be a vocal booth. And she has a book in front of her that says Liv, and everyone has a story to tell. I'm very much looking forward to what that entails. So much so I almost reached out and was like, hey, what's this about? So I'm very much looking forward to that. Other than that, again, tonight was the most excited I've been for wrestling in quite some time. So that's saying something, I feel, considering how wrestling has been for me. I don't know that, you know, that's going to rope me back in, but I do think that I am going to make an attempt to try doing the show again on Wednesday nights after NXT, start watching again live and doing the show. So if you are listening to this and you would like to be part, please join the Discord. If you need the link, it's available on all over our social medias. Follow me at the Hulkster, follow at WrestlePals VA on Twitter. And the link is there. And if it's not, ask me and I'll get you the link. You join the Discord, we start talking, you end up on this program. It's that simple. You know, still tinkering with the idea of the video show, but until I'm like fired up to be talking wrestling again, I don't really want to do the video. I know I said that a lot lately, but that's the reality. That's the truth. It's some weeks it's hard enough. There isn't enough for me to talk about to do the audio show, or at least nothing that's excited me enough. Nothing much excites me except tonight. Hollywood Havoc excited me. So if you haven't seen Hollywood Havoc, give that a watch. I highly recommend. All right. I'm out of here. I think we've done a fine job here. We've done excellent work, if I don't mind saying so myself. So, again, join the Discord. Wherever you're listening to this, subscribe, por favor. And the best way to get the word out about our show is to share with somebody. So we would appreciate that. Have a great night, and goddamn hashtag WrestlePals.